Not Now Pop Podcast.
All right, welcome to Not Now Podcast. As usual, I am Amanda, and with us tonight we have guest stars Brandon and Kyle.
Brandon and Kyle.
Yeah. I'm Kyle Mitt.
And I'm Brandon Mitt.
As you know. And we're
guests.
We're very guestly.
Humble. Yeah, humble guestlies.
Limber.
Limber and usual.
Yep.
We're liaisons on this mayonnaise.
This cast of pods.
Yeah. So why don't you take us away? Sweep us away.
We have...
Lead us on the podcast.
So we have two topics this week, as I understand it.
Is that right?
Since I'm a guest, I think I understand that we have two topics.
Two topics. I believe someone picked them.
What were they?
Were they me?
That was you.
One was dealing with psychosis.
Psychotic people.
Psychotic people.
That was one of them.
And the other one had something to do with emergencies.
Emergency meets incompetence.
Hey, yep.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So as
figured it out.
As you usually do, Amanda.
I try.
Yep. As you usually do. Why don't you go ahead and have your guest star Bran flip his coin?
Yeah.
Why don't you flip that coin?
As I think
I'm sorry, you were already told to flip the coin.
But
flip it.
Usually,
flip
you have one job.
One job
on her.
That's
pod-
all your.
No, we have to associate. I'm not flipping until I associate.
Oh yeah, that's true. He does associate.
We always associate.
Associate.
So, all right. Psychotic. It seems like a more of a brain thing.
Wait. What coin are you flipping?
The Indian head.
So the backside is blank.
Incompetent.
The black side. The backside is incompetent.
What did you just say?
I said the backside. The backside is incompetent, and the front side has to do with the neurological things just
things
roll
are there.
With it, Kyle.
Things
okay.
are there.
We're guest stars. This is not our show.
I'm sorry, Amanda. I hate
better
to
be.
Ruin your podcast.
You better be.
So, the backside is incompetent because it is blank. There's nothing there. The front side...
Just a bunch of holes.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Did you lose it?
Fuck
no,
it.
I didn't lose
it.
It was just a fucking... Lost my mojo.
How'd you...
Woo!
It's the backside.
Emergencies all right. means incompetence.
Wasn't anticipating this.
Me
we
either.
Prepared severely for the other option.
Okay.
We didn't prepare. You guys prepared. I was just a bystander telling you not to prepare.
Why are you
unless
pointing at
your emergency.
Eyes?
Talking over each other.
Yep. 911, what's your emergency? Is what she said. Oh, no. Oh, my God. My uncle Chuck E. Cheese. He got his arm stuck in the
listen.
In the skee-ball machine.
I'm fine.
Okay, sir. First off, I need your address.
My address is I don't know. It's the Chuck E. Cheese.
Just bring me a beer. I'll be fine.
He says he's gonna be fine. His arm is stuck halfway up the skee-ball machine.
I just wanted more tokens. I wanted
it
more.
It locked on you.
I can't help what
I... Sir, I cannot help you if I don't know where to send an ambulance.
Okay, send it to 18088.
Send it to Cumbie's and pick up a six-pack.
Don't listen to him. I'm sorry you're on speakerphone. I should have let you know at the beginning. So...
I can't help it if they're on speakerphone.
Oh my God,
just listen to me.
I'm not talking to you! You're my uncle. You're dumb enough to stick your arm up the ski...
Sir! I need your address.
My address is 18088 Chuck E. Cheese Lane, Skee-Ball Machine, Sector B.
Okay. What's your emergency?
My emergency?
I'm trying to get free skee-ball tickets.
He's trying to get free ball.
Trying to get a six-pack.
He's trying to free ball it, and he's losing his circulations.
Is his arm cold?
I can't feel it. I can see that it's...
I can tell you what, I'm hot about
I can,
this ski ball.
His arm is about three balls up.
Three balls to the wind.
Okay, so three balls deep.
Yep, he's three balls deep. he's
in the skee ball.
This one doesn't feel right. This one feels lopsided.
If it matters, he's got about 400 points.
It matters.
It matters.
He's close.
He's close. Okay.
Close to climax.
So what does
climaxing on the ski balls? I'm gonna win the tickets. 100 tickets gets me a ball slap.
So what do you advise that I do?
Sir, I advise that you wait for EMS to get there.
Okay. How long will that take?
I'm a ball skier.
He's a skier. He wants his tickets.
Have you confirmed with maintenance that they can't take apart the skee ball machine to get his arm out?
I don't want to involve them in this. I figured I'd call you.
He wants his tickets. He won't involve maintenance.
They'll just take my tickets away.
He'd rather lose his arm than lose his tickets.
Okay. Well, they're not going to cut off his arm for no good reason. Have you confirmed with maintenance
that they can't get... We got him over here and they said, fuck it, call 911. So here you are.
They basically tried...
Miss 911 emergency caller.
All right, there were like 5 or 6 security guards. They tried to take him out, but they couldn't get his arm out of the skee ball machine, so they said to call you. This is a last-ditch effort. I don't know, do you have any hot tips?
Any butter.
Sir, I am not part of EMS. I am just the 911 operator.
That makes sense. I don't know why I would have thought anything else.
You gotta work with us a little bit, 911 operator.
Would you shut it, Mr. Skiball?
I only know so much.
I am just a middle person.
I just want my tickets.
They will give you your tickets.
They said they will give you your tickets. This is from an emergency correspondent. Are you happy now?
I just want to know what kind of...
You just want to know that you won't have any arm. How are you going to hug our kids? Have you thought about that?
Have you ever had a one-arm hug?
No.
It's terrific. It's just as good.
It's not... Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
Have you ever had a one-arm hug?
I have not.
Have you found it lacking?
I have not had one.
But think about the lawsuit. Okay.
Only two arm hugs. They're very warm.
Okay. You can't be embraced by one arm.
Think about the lawsuit.
It's very cold. It's like a slap on the back, right? Bing. Yeah. It's just like a nice little, you did it. And that's not what you want. Is that what you want for your children?
Think about the lawsuit.
Think about the ticket. What are you going to get? A whoopee cushion?
No, I'm going... With the lawsuit, I'm going to get a bionicle...
That's not what you're going to get.
I'm going to... Listen.
You stuck your arm.
I'm going to get a lawsuit. And with the money from the lawsuit, I'm going to build myself a bionicle arm that can get the 100-point token in the skee ball every time. That is the plan.
Knows that for a lawsuit... You only get enough for one suit.
And the suit's going to be on my new mechanical arm.
It's going
to be... Bow tie and all, it's going to show up like Tony Danza to the bal mitzvah.
Are you happy now?
Yes.
You've lost your arm.
I didn't know why it's still there. It's gone now. It's lodged.
Excuse me, miss.
Gentlemen, the more you stress him out, the more likely he's going to be to lose his arm because you're going to raise his blood pressure.
I don't care about him at this point. Don't stress me out.
I thought you didn't want your arm.
I want a bionicle arm. And if you stress me out, I'm going to sue for more money.
I'm sorry, miss, for contacting you. Yeah, I'm going to sue him. I'm going to sue him for emotional distress. Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm sorry for involving you, miss. If you want to sue him, you can. They cut it off. It's okay. That was just a...
Where are the tickets?
You didn't get any tickets. She heard this whole conversation. She knows you didn't get any tickets. Everybody knows you got no tickets. You got no money for no arms, and you can't hug me, and you can't embrace our children, and now you're just a shitless ticket man.
Why are you guys ganging up on me?
Because you were. Because
you stuck your arm in a skee ball machine 3 balls deep.
You stubborn ass. Just wanted to reach for more skee balls.
Just put me on the Tom's tail. Fuck it.
All right.
Goodbye.
That was traumatic.
That was very traumatic.
Okay. I didn't like that.
All right. Are you the... All right. So you were the dispatch operator. You want me to go clockwise?
No, you guys just gang up on me again.
How am I... I'm the dispatch operator.
Me stupid, and you were just yelling at me.
You had your arm stuck up a skee ball machine.
3 balls deep.
Yeah, I wanted. Nobody could understand. I wanted a bionicle arm to help me get 100 points on skee ball.
Why were you? Why would you?
Fine, I'll be the condescending operator. Here we go. Next segment.
Next segment. Wait.
Why are you looking at me? I'm the operator.
Does that make me in an emergency?
It makes anybody.
I wanted that extra gumball. And now my finger's in the slot. Somebody call 911. What are you waiting for? I didn't have any quarter. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to lose my finger.
Okay, sir, I will call 911.
Thank you. Or call somebody.
Call 911.
911, what is your emergency?
Yeah, this guy's got his like finger sort of stuck in like a gumball machine thing. He's making a big deal out of nothing.
I'm going to lose my finger.
Have you tried calling the fire department?
I mean, I called 911. Did you send anybody?
Nope, I don't handle that.
I can't feel it.
Okay, so should I just like yank it out and just kind of deal with it?
I can't really give you any advice. Just call the fire department.
But you send the fire department, damn it!
Oh, it's not an emergency, it's a gumball.
Oh no!
I don't know the fucking number!
Look it up. You have a Siri phone. I heard you talk to it.
You heard nothing. I'm talking into it now. What if I have a flip phone? Which I do.
Then your flip phone is very advanced.
Can you just give me the number to the fire department?
It's 118-25-6295.
Hold your horses. I gotta write this down. I need to find me a pen.
Yep, find your pen.
All right.
I don't mean to be a burden.
I found a pen. All right, let's go. I gotta write it on my arm because I got no paper.
How's his blood level doing?
I'm sorry,
miss. I don't know. I'm not paying attention.
You should probably pay attention.
I'm sorry, miss.
Yes! I'm trying to call 911 for you.
I'm sorry, miss. I'm on fire. I don't know how it happened. There was a short circuit, and my hand is now burning. It's going moving up
118-25-6295.
There's an emergency.
His finger is now, like, on fire.
It's moving up my arm.
What was that number again?
That number was call a fucking gumball machine.
I am on fire.
Just let him burn. He's useless.
All right. You need to calm down. Calm down.
I am on fire.
Don't you have a bucket of water?
No.
You're out of Chuck E. Cheese. They have water.
How do you know where I am?
Help. I need a bucket of water. Can I get some water? I hollered for water. No one's bringing any.
Your character That's completely okay. changed. I am amazed. You must be bipolar.
I'm a dying. Little bit.
Well, you're killing a man.
I've accepted my fate.
Sir!
Nobody is going to help me.
Grab the cell phone out of your left pocket.
I'm right-handed.
You're not on speakerphone.
You have your right hand free. I can see that.
Hang on.
I have satellite positioning. I can see that you're...
That's not in my left pocket.
Okay.
Sir, can I just like, is the fire department on their way or something?
Where's my cell phone? Called them.
You never gave me their number.
I did. It was 118-25-6295.
Okay. Goodbye. I'm going to call them.
Is anybody going to help me? I should have just called 911. Why? Did I ever try to steal that gumball? All right. I think that... Is that a scene?
I don't know. She just fucking blocked me out of it. Like, fuck this. Fuck this. I'm done. You know what? Fuck this Amanda show.
You told me to call the fire department, so I was going to call the fire department.
I was on fire!
I got to call the fire department. He's on fire!
Silence is not good for a podcast. Somebody has to talk.
I'm sorry.
You're not very sorry.
I'm not very silent.
Sun, when it's fun.
Sun sell a bin.
That's what they say about a bin.
Amanda, do you have an emergency?
I mean, I might.
Would you say that you were in a rocket ship, like an experimental rocket ship?
No, she's not coming.
No,
with it.
Oh, no, wait. No help. Okay, I'm sorry.
Come up with a scenario.
Would you say you were digging a
mishang up on me?
A treat. Oh,
come up with
me self
scenario.
Were you trying to change a channel?
Me self scenario. Welcome to the show. I'm me self scenario.
Hi, y'all.
So come on in. I'm going to show you all the tricks of the trade.
This is me self scenario cookie necklace. You enjoy the cooking channel.
And on the cooking show, we have miso scenario.
All right. The first thing you want is a miso paste. You add that to your phone, and then you dial 911.
You dial 911, and you say you have a reek. And they say, what kind of reek? And you say, I have a reek for that scenario. Got the miso paste.
I got the methamphetamine. I got heavy dose of a methamphetamine for my stuffer.
Mester fry. This is the best method.
I'm sorry. You were saying you had an emergency?
I mean, I guess I could.
Okay. Do you guess you could?
What is it?
Are we starting now?
Yes!
Okay. Yeah. I'm not good at this. Whatever.
No, wait. Wait.
Oh. The baby's coming!
Okay.
The baby's coming!
Don't worry, I'm going to call 911.
Hurry up, the baby!
Beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
That was Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut. Uh-huh. Is this Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
The baby is coming!
I'll take a large pepperoni. Large pepperoni. Okay. Sorry about the noise in the background.
Are you sure you want to dial Pizza Hut? Yes. I mean, our number is 919.
There's some more numbers to follow. But yeah, I want to call Pizza Hut.
Not for speed dial.
I want hot and
ready. Call 911, the baby's coming!
Yeah, I'm trying
to order.
Did
you say you want
here.
Baby cumin pizza?
Yep, baby cumin.
Okay. And did
you have artichoke hearts?
No.
Oh.
Did you want our hee 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 special?
You know what? Nope. You don't follow what I'm saying. Okay, hold on.
What are they saying?
Wrong number.
Wait.
What are they saying to do?
Okay, I'm calling 911.
The baby's coming!
Damn, just shut your yap. Okay. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hello, you have dialed 9-hun-hun.
Hey, 9-hun-hun, how's it going?
It is going good.
The baby
Would
is
you
coming!
Like to go to see a movie.
Okay, sorry. Oh, wrong number.
Hello.
Boop. I can't get a hold of him.
Where's the ambulance?
Hold
the
on.
Listen,
I have a solution. You just cool your shit, all right? The baby will get here in its own time.
It's coming now!
Okay, here's my carrier pigeon. Hold on.
Just 911.
Shut up! I'm trying to write! 911. Here's my emergency. To whom it may concern. If you are reading this... Hello. It is great to meet your acquaintance.
Hurry up, the baby's coming!
I'm hurrying! I'm trying to be professional. To whom it may concern. I already said that. I am in dire stress. My firstborn child is about to bear witness to the grace of God's earth.
Hurry I hope up! That he is up! Just call 911!
Fine, fuck it! Carry pigeon, go! We're at latitude of... Pigeon's gone. Oh, shit.
Just call 911.
He just got hit by an 18. Okay. Okay, 911. Here we go. 911.
911, what is your emergency?
Oh, thank
you. The baby is coming!
Oh.
You heard it here first.
Well, what's its name?
Coming.
Coming.
The baby is coming. That's the baby.
Oh,
coming.
Wow. How did you decide on that name? Is it like
she kept screaming?
That's how it was made!
Oh my god. I didn't know that. Wow.
So there's
no such thing as a stork?
Can you send an ambulance or no?
Where should it be sent to?
I don't know. Where we are.
We're
at home! Just find our address!
Okay.
Our address is 118.
Wait, please! Don't say anything further. This is my first day on the job. I understand.
No, take your time.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your aid, sir.
Is this recorded for training purposes?
Yes. Yeah. My supervisor is sitting.
The fucking baby's coming.
It's his first day. Calm down.
I need an ambulance. This is my first baby.
This is a learning experience for all of us, and I hope you enjoy our ride. I understand.
Do you want me to stab you in the fucking dick?
He's on the phone. So.
Excuse me. She's threatening to stab me with a dick. Is that okay?
Oh my god! It's crowning!
The baby is coming!
Oh, that's wonderful news. Congratulations.
No, it's not out.
But it's coming. Your baby coming is crowning.
But it's not out yet. So send an ambulance to 118.
Well, hang on. I didn't get your name, sir.
My name is Coming.
The baby's
named after me.
Okay, that's wonderful. And you're the father today?
No.
Not today.
I'm the landlord.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the possible fathers. I just need an ambulance.
Listen, you're not Judge Judy, but I have no... I have not.
Okay. There's like 16 possibilities.
You are a slut.
I need to know for 911 purposes.
The baby's on hold.
Did you find that my experience today was helpful?
No.
It was very helpful. Don't listen to her. She's hysteric.
Oh, I understand. If you were to use our services, would you recommend our services to a friend?
Yeah.
No! You piece of shit! I need an ambulance! A baby is coming!
We don't even know whose baby it is. Don't even worry about filing the report. You know, I think I'm just going to call Pizza out again.
May I ask how you heard about us?
We heard about you.
Elementary school, fucking damn it!
I actually heard about you. A friend suggested us. He said, you know,
I don't have any amulets.
So, anyways, my uncle had a stroke last year. Oh my god! This baby is...
The baby is here!
Don't panic.
He's gonna cut the cord!
I'm not cutting anything.
Okay, don't panic.
What do I do?
Just grab your latest electrical bill.
You said that this baby was... possibly mine. And may I point out, I am in fact a man, and this baby is a woman.
Babies can be male or female!
But not mine, because I'm a man. If it was part mine, it would be man.
I would like to ask you...
take this baby. 911 man, come take this baby.
Four options!
Just as a professional, is the baby speaking? Because if it's speaking, it means it's not a mime.
It's crying a lot.
Okay.
Very softly.
I think that qualifies. Congratulations.
Thanks. Can you send us a hot and ready pizza? I want a large pepperoni.
I'm sorry.
What do I do with this crying baby? It's annoying the fuck out of me.
They have Lamaze classes for babies.
That's before.
Have you tried marijuana?
Yeah, I have. Lots of times.
You should do more. Okay, that's the end. That's the end of my incompetence. I was trying to be incompetent.
No,
he
I
was
know.
Trying to be incompetent.
Were we all incompetent?
No.
Was that the hook this round? Was any of us competent?
Yes.
No.
Oh. I've never delivered a baby.
Me either. You have.
I have.
That's stressful.
You were just shouting the whole time.
That was the point.
The point was to shout.
Put everybody your hands in. Shout,
shout, shout, shout,
shout. No. We're doing, hey, oh. That's the song.
Ooh.
Throw your hands up and shout. You know that song? We're recording live, so silence.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I can't just give you a dirty look. And
this is your show. Yeah, this is your show. The dirty looks really don't often. You should really be taking hold of this.
Damn it.
That's all you have. Damn it. You know, I think we need to take this show. We need to hijack it.
Just have it. Have at it.
I can't take it now. She's just offering it willingly.
You know, I'm gonna have my turn at it. Cram it. Nope, that's not right.
My turn. Slam it.
Damn it.
Frame it.
No, you nailed it. Right there.
You nailed it.
I did?
What'd you say?
Hammock.
Hammock. Yep, Sandwich? That was it.
Sam it?
Satanic.
That's it.
Satanic.
That's the one.
Welcome to Amanda's Podcast. I'm Amanda. I'm here to tell you...
I'm satanic.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Nope, this isn't sing along. Everybody shut up!
Wasn't me.
This is a dictatorship. You're both having babies. Have babies! Sing about your babies.
Got the babies.
Now we're done with that segment.
Hey, baby.
Here we go. On to the next segment. We're rolling dice. Roll your dice. Psst.
Oh, I got a snake eyes.
Snake eyes. Fuck. You lose the dice sixes. Competition.
Two sixes.
Now we're flipping coins.
Flipping coins. Heads.
Sideways.
Bitch.
Oh, he wins. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors.
Three.
Nope.
Two.
Down with rock, paper, scissors. You both lose.
Oh.
Fuck.
Now we're opening trash cans.
Shit. Paper bags.
No. Oh, this is my front door.
Okay. Front door wins. Now we're testing rattlesnakes.
It's poisonous.
Shit, it bit me!
That poisonous wins.
I think they're the same.
Nope. Because shit, it bit me is not the same as poisonous. If you would just use your ear holes, you would know.
I am challenging you to a draw.
Okay, ready?
We only have two ears.
Three, two, one.
Silence doesn't work.
No, silence works in this case. You don't understand podcasts. I'm Amanda. I run this show.
Oh, I win. You were too busy talking.
Damn it!
Now you run this show.
All right. I'm a little lost. Are we still doing the emergencies? How long are we?
We're very long.
We're very not long. Very long. Very long.
Yeah, we're long.
Oh, wait.
Very long.
We have some time for adverterism.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Gasping it is.
So I hate the gasp. They always sell in clothes.
Fuck that gasp.
They have a baby gasp.
Kids gasp. Adult gasp. Yep.
What?
Gasp for men.
Gasp what the for fuck men. Are you talking?
It's a fragrance.
I'm just butting my way out of this.
Whenever I don't know what something is, I say it's a fragrance. It tends to work. Somebody told me hibachi, and I said it's a fragrance.
It is fragrant. And someone was like, illegal ignorance. I don't know what I just said.
I was sitting in some sort of convention area, and somebody yelled out, bingo, and I said, it's a
hibachi!
Fragrance. Yes.
And I shouted hibachi.
I said, hibachi, give me your prize money.
And they were like, all I got are these blooming onions. And you were like, throw those on a flat top and you got a deal.
You win.
And you know, one time
you
stick
your onions on a card. Every time they call out a number, doesn't matter what number they call, just stick them on and you win.
You know, I think we should advertise something that Amanda loves.
Is there something you hate that you would like to try?
Everything.
No, we are going to advertise on Disney Channel.
The Disney Channel?
The Disney.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
They are heavy hitters. They could hit us hard.
Man.
Below the belt. But Disney Channel would never do that. Because they always keep it above par.
They know we're above in a $3
you
room.
You know, like three is par. Four.
That was a golf joke. Very highbrow. That's why I love this podcast person.
Yep. You know what's not very highbrow is the
lowbrow.
The Disney Channel
Your nose?
Original series Smart House.
I love Smart House.
That is a great, great movie.
I want a Smart House.
I was talking more about the current. You're not okay.
I'm
so
not
we have
up
children.
To date.
Okay,
we have a child.
So I'm just gonna bow out.
Have you seen?
No, don't
Bizarre
bow out.
Bark.
Bow in. Highbrow in.
Bozard Bark.
Bizarre Bark.
Okay, is that like if Mozart was an aardvark?
I really don't
exactly.
Know.
Mozart is an aardvark.
Wait, is that actually what happened?
Yes.
And then he's bizarre, so.
You're not bizarring with me.
No, I would never bizarre with you.
This is a Disney Channel
original. Are we
original
going to a bizarre?
Where
Stop.
Mozart is an aardvark.
Yes.
And he's bizarred.
He uses ants to make musical notes.
He can.
Like ant farm?
He controls buzzards to make a symphony.
Buzzards.
Well, no.
Bizarre-vark.
He's an aardvark.
And like he's Arthur.
Are you an aardvark?
Don't know what that statement was. No, I am a person. I am talking.
Do you have a buzzer?
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Have you seen... Okay. If you could... Oh, yes. Yes, you wanted to say something to me. No, you didn't. Are you... Did you like it?
Ding!
Oh, I see. If you could, would you?
Ding!
Oh, all right, I'm on a roll. Paper.
Ding!
Oh, Do you like slow walks
on the beach?
On my nipples.
Ding.
Oh.
At midnight.
Dang. Oh. At prostate.
Ding.
Oh. Have you ever milk?
Ding.
Oh. One time, would you? Oh.
Two times, would you?
Ding.
Three times, a lady.
Ding.
Oh.
Do it look like a lady?
Ding!
Oh. Never have I ever...
Fucked a cow.
Oh, he has. All right. You've Ding! Lost.
Do you enjoy bull testicles?
I sometimes?
I think that's
Is that a sometimes?
Maybe sometimes.
Something.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Depends on the occasion.
Oh. Convenient.
Ding.
Ding. Convenient. Ding.
So.
This is
walking down the street.
Oh.
Ding.
Oh, no, wait. We need to adver-terrorize.
We were trying to, and then we devolved into this.
Okay. Were we talking about the Disney Channel?
Disney Channel. Fucking on the Disney Channel. Whoop. Not oh. that.
Fucking on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? That's. I can't believe it's rated.
PG.
I know.
Or E for everyone.
That's yeah, it's games. It's rated PG for Poltergeist. It's
that makes sense. Now.
It's an exorcism channel.
Yep.
They exercise the right to Poltergeist
to fucking
on
to
Disney.
Exorcisms.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Casper. Casper possesses some freaky bitch.
Some ditch dicks.
Some ditch dicks, and they.
They just gully the fuck out of those ditches.
Yeah.
You know, they get a moat.
Is that what Fern Gully has become?
Yeah.
Yep.
And so what they do is they build this ditch, they line it with stones, and they're like, yo, we're so stoned. And next thing you know, it's filled with dicks. They're filled with dicks.
Dick
filled
gully.
Dicks.
Yeah, and they're just coming in. They don't care about their fortification. They're like,
no
fuck.
Fucks given.
Yeah, fuck birth control. We're coming in.
This is what Gullah Gullah Island is.
Literally.
And Disney Channel. So this episode was brought to you by Nickelodeon.
Wait, were we just naming Nickelodeon shows?
No.
No.
Oh.
Just fucking with people.
Oh.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
Fox and Friends.
Convenient.
Fox and Friends. This episode was brought to you by
Fox and Friends.
Fox and Friends and Fox and Friends and keep going. Fox and Friends and Fox and Friends and Fox and Friends and Fox and Friends
and Fox and Friends and Friends. So now we're gonna end this podcast. Everybody, watch out with your bod last, because you know we're gonna go at it. I'm like an acrobatic, because I'm still flipping with the Fox and Friends, like on Fox 5.
Friends and Friends and Fox.
That's not a beat. I just am repeating the same damn thing. I can only rap when there's a beat.
You can't say
boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
So I hope you all enjoyed this. This was Not Now Podcast Experiment. We're experimenting with a third person.
Were we saying Fox or Fox?
We're actually experimenting with two new guests.
Fox and Friends.
Amanda was, this is her show, and we were just experimenting with me and Kyle. So I hope everybody enjoyed this. Do you want to close it out, seeing as how it's your fucking show, bitch?
I mean, not really. You're handling it quite well.
I think we normally say thank you for listening.
Peace out! A-Town.
Never let your niece out.
Yeah. Peace out. Yeah, fleece out. Never let your niece out. Thank you for listening. You can find us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com or you can find
Instagrams.
You can find us on several different media sites.
Once we put it out there.
Yeah, once we put it out there.
It'll be out there once this is out there.
Someday.
Someday.
On a Sunday. Yeah. We'll release on a Sunday.
Over the rainbow.
Also that.
They will release.
NotNowPodcast.com or gmail.com.